This is Akashvani, Itanagar. The news read by Priya Badu. The budget session of the 8th Arunachal Pradesh Legislative Assembly began today in Itanagar. Seven bills, including the Goods and Services Tax Amendment Bill 2026, the Arunachal Pradesh Fire and Emergency Services Bill 2026, the Arunachal Pradesh Salaries, Allowances and Pension of Members of Legislative Assembly Amendment Bill 2026, and the all-important Arunachal Pradesh Transfer and Posting of Employees of Education Department Regulation and Management Bill 2026 were introduced in the House. The Arunachal Pradesh Legislative Assembly confirmed the constitution of an assembly committee to study the measures to strengthen protection of wildlife and human-wildlife conflict in the state. It was confirmed by the House after a constructive discussion between Forest Minister Wang Ki Lowang and opposition MLA Kumar Y. The committee will be led by an MLA and it will report its finding to the Speaker for further discussion in the Assembly. Dr. Mari Basar, a distinguished senior surgeon and a pioneer of cancer surgery in Arunachal Pradesh, has passed away. Extending condolences, Chief Minister Pema Khandu said his dedication, compassion and immense contribution to advancing cancer care in the state will always be remembered. The 11th Arunachal Film Festival began today at TNZ Cinemas Itanagar. It is being organized by Information and Public Relations Department, Government of Arunachal Pradesh. The three-day festival is featuring storytelling sessions, panel discussions, workshops and interactions with filmmakers and artists from across the region. The event aims to promote emerging voices from the Northeast, especially talents from Arunachal Pradesh, providing a platform to showcase creativity. Akashvani Pasiga, the first radio station of Arunachal Pradesh, celebrated its 68th Foundation Day yesterday. ID Pertin, IBPS and local administrative head Akashvani Pasigat dwelt on length the legacy and epic journey of Akashvani Pasigat. The first station of All India Radio in Arunachal Pradesh, then NEFA, was inaugurated at Pasigat on 6th March 1966. It was inaugurated by late Kutik Moyong, political assistant and a renowned social and political figure of that time. Initially, the power of the transmitter was only 1.5 watt, covering only the township of Pasigat, and was upgraded to 10 kilowatt in 1991. It was formally inaugurated later by former Chief Minister of Arunachal Pradesh, Gegung Apang, on 27 January 1996. The district-level NCORD committee headed by Tirap Deputy Commissioner Techu Aran visited the Wellness Counseling Center at Diomali. The Deputy Commissioner interacted with the 17 inmates undergoing rehabilitation at the center. The team reviewed the condition of the building and took stock of the storage facilities and overall functioning of the godown. The visit was part of the district administration's continued efforts to monitor rehabilitation initiatives and ensure the proper maintenance of essential public infrastructure. The district-level round of Viksit Bharat Youth Parliament 2026 was successfully hosted by My Bharat Lohit in collaboration with Indira Gandhi Government College Teju in College Auditorium. The program was conducted on the theme 50 Years of Emergency Lessons for Indian Democracy. Students actively participated in the Youth Parliament and expressed their views through parliamentary-style debates and discussions reflecting the democratic functioning of the Indian Parliament. 10 outstanding participants were selected to represent the district at the state level Viksit Bharat Youth Parliaments 2026. A health and hygiene awareness program was conducted at Simong Village as part of outreach linked to the Siang Upper Multipurpose Project. The initiative promoted preventive health care, better sanitation practices and awareness on personal and community hygiene. Organized by RO Welfare Society, the program encouraged informed participation and transparent communication on SUMP. The Department of Women and Child Development has invited everyone to celebrate International Women's Day by participating in the IWD Marathon Trail Run 2026 on 7 March at DK Convention, Itanagar, starting 7 a.m. onwards. District Administration Tawang successfully conducted the Fort Seva Aapke Dwar 2.0 camp today at Siru Village, Tawang, bringing government services closer to the people. Villagers were sensitized about various government welfare schemes with special awareness on the installation and benefits of smart electricity meters. That is all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.